Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Hildas from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me at. If this is your first time seeing my face, I am a diagnosed narcissist. I have narcissistic personality disorder, and my platform, my entire platform on YouTube, TikTok, wherever, over a million people now, is dedicated to bringing awareness to narcissistic personality disorder and also, in the process, validating the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about, can a narcissist be happy? Happy. What is happiness to a narcissist? What does that look like? You know what I mean? Because I get a lot of, that's one of the questions I get so much. You know, and I always ask people, you know, I say I'm inquisitive. What is happiness to you? Because happiness to me, I don't think true happiness for, so I think happiness exists for a narcissist. I think joy is what escapes most of us, because I feel like I can be happy. I get happy when I hit goals. I get happy when my kids succeed. I get happy when my kids were born. I get happy getting married. I get happy, you know, graduating from college. I get happy. I feel like Sinek gave me, I feel like he gave me the perfect difference between happiness and joy. He said happiness is in a moment. He said happiness comes in waves. It's something that you can experience in the moment. Joy is contentment. Joy is like permanent. Joy is a long lasting happiness. And I don't think narcissists experience, you know, joy. I think happiness is something I can experience. I can be happy all the time. When I hit a goal, I'm like, dang, I hit that goal. I made this much. I sold this many houses. I've helped this many people. You know, I get happy, but it's fleeting. It comes and goes, and that's one of the most frustrating things about being a narcissist. That's one of the times I wish I could be normal, because I think my wife even told me one day, she's like, it pains me sometimes watching you operate. Because I know you have to try really, really hard to be happy, you know, and it pained me, because like, I think therapy has helped me a lot, y'all. I think therapy has helped me so much that I don't focus on my own happiness as much. I focus on trying to make my wife happy, trying to make my kids happy. I've shifted the focus from myself to them, you know, and it helps me out so much, because like I said, I don't buy myself nothing. I go buy my wife's stuff, buy my kids stuff now. I'm happy doing that. I'm happy in the moment. I look at my kids, I can be proud, but that long-lasting, everlasting happiness, that joy, that's what escapes me, and that's the frustrating thing. And that's why I think a lot of narcissists have delusions of grandeur, you know. And my therapist said that, she said it's not really the delusions of grandeur when you're a certain type of person, when you're an ambitious person that hits goals and things like that. She said it's not the delusions of grandeur. She called it the delusions of fulfillment. She said, because you think hitting those goals, making this much money, helping this amount of people, watching your kids do this, watching people do this, helping, you know, doing this stuff. She said, you think that stuff is going to fulfill you, and you think you're going to experience joy when you get there. Like, this is what joy feels like. I'm done. I'm finished. I don't have to chase anything else. I am good to go. But when you get there, it's not there. And you feel it in the moment. He's like, oh, this is what it feels like. Joy is gone. And that's so unbelievably frustrating for a human being to experience. Like, I'm not trying to get y'all, then please don't go feeling sorry for your narcissistic partner. Please don't do that, because that'll have you trauma bonded and like trying to work through them and trying to help them experience joy. But don't do that. You can't do that. That's not something you possess. That's something you have to find. I call it finding your beach. You remember that old beer commercial where they was like, find your beach? I feel like joy is that beach. Everybody has to find their own beach, and everybody's beach looks different. What's on your beach? My beach is nobody there but me chilling, looking at the sky, and, you know, looking back on my life and just seeing how many people I help. I want to change the world. So that's a goal. You know, that's a goal. That's like, who can do that? Like, changing the whole world. I want to leave my stamp on something. Just like, hey, Lee Hammack did that. That's Lee Hammack. He changed the world about. He changed the way people look at narcissists. He changed the stigma. He put a dent in that stigma about narcissistic people. He did that. He got so many people into therapy. He saved so many relationships. He helped so many people get out of relationships. He's helped people live better, healthier lives. You know what I mean? That's what I think joy is for me right now. But that's one thing I think I can never, ever do. So that's kind of, let's say, the delusions of fulfillment. You set the goal so big and delusional that you don't, I won't know that until I die. You mean, unless I get Tony Robbins status. Tony Robbins status now. That's what now you know I think I made it right there. That's what I'm just joking. Yeah. Tony Robbins is like, Tony, see you in November. I'm going to date with Destiny in November. Was the date with Destiny? Alisa Power then. Yeah, that's what it is. It's one of them. I'm going to be in Florida in November 11th through the 14th. I'll be down there. I'll be in Florida. But yeah, I just feel like I can experience happiness. Like I said, happiness comes in a moment. See, my kid's born. Like, I'm so happy right now. This is it. I'm good. Getting married. This is it. I'm happy. I got my wife. Going to graduating school. I graduated school. But it goes away so fast, and it's terrible. And it's frustrating. I'll take that out on. If you see a narcissist, they'll hit a goal, and then the next day they'll be mad. They'll get a promotion at work, be happy for one day, the next day be angry. Because it comes and goes, because you don't feel that you don't get to experience that long lasting happiness, because it comes and goes so quickly. It's just like, why do you get to be happy? And that's why a lot of times you'll see your narcissist, like, you'll come home and you'll hit a goal and you'll be happy and you'll be overjoyed that you hit a goal, you got a promotion, or that you graduated or something like that. And they'll just be like, cool. And they'll try to drag you down, because why do you get to be happy? Why do you get to experience this joy right now? And I can't do that. So jealousy has a little bit to do with it as well. Why do you get to be happy and I got to feel like this? Why do you get to be full right now? I'm empty on the inside. Why? Why do you get to feel this way? What did I do to deserve the way I feel right now? I didn't deserve this. You know what I mean? But I feel that I have this. You know? Why do you get to feel that way? Why do you get to be normal? You know what I mean? That's how my mind works, y'all. That's just like, that's how I used to be angry. So I used to be so angry all the time about stuff like that. It used to get on my nerves. It really did. It really, really did. It used to just get on my nerves to the point where I was just like, oh my goodness. Why do everybody, people graduating from college, with everybody dancing and singing? I'm just like, what's next? Immediately. I got my degree. What's next? High school. Okay, what's next? You know what I mean? Get a promotion. 100,000 followers on TikTok. Okay, cool. What's next? 500,000 on TikTok. Okay, cool. What's next? 900,000 on TikTok. Okay, what's next? I'm pretty sure I'll do the same thing when I hit 1,000,000 in a couple weeks. You know what I mean? What's next? Who else can we help? How many lives can we touch? They set these unbelievable goals so high that it's so unreachable that it's like, yeah, it's this crazy high. But can I get it? Possibly. Tony Robbins got it. E.T. the Hip Hop Preacher got it. You know what I mean? Tom Bilyeu got it. Gary Vee got it. Why can't I get it? Those are the people I look up to. Jim Rohn, you know, I know he passed away. Rest in peace. Les Brown, all y'all, I'm coming to get it. Let's get it. Why can't I get it? You know what I mean? Why can't the narcissist do it? I'm not going to let that hold me back. If anything, it's going to propel me. You know what I mean? So that's why I say happiness, moments of happiness. Y'all see me on stage somewhere with Tony Robbins, or y'all see me out there in the world somewhere just smiling, just know I'm happy in the moment, and I'm chasing that joy, because I just want to chase that joy. You know what I mean? Sometimes a narcissist will look at you in your face and say, hey, you don't make me happy anymore. And this has nothing to do with you. Literally. You can't make me happy anymore. I'm not happy with you anymore. And that has nothing to do with you, because happiness for a narcissist is fleeting. And that's why I say the grass for a narcissist, it has nothing to do with the grass being greener on the other side of the fence. It's just different grass. Maybe that grass can make me happy. You know what I mean? Maybe this grass can let this little burst of happiness I get. Maybe that can last a little longer over here. It has nothing to do with you. It's just that we lost that feeling, and it's hard to get it back. Sometimes the narcissist will try to get back. When it doesn't come back, it's gone. The lights go out and it's like literally gone. So happiness is in the moment. Joy is contentment. Joy is long lasting. I'm chasing that joy. I'm doing a YouTube video. I'm chasing that joy. Makes me happy when y'all, you know, it makes me happy to change people's lives. That's all I want to do. Maybe with y'all, I'm thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I gotta go here with my kids and get a little happiness tonight before they go to bed in school. And I kick up another work day tomorrow. And I know y'all, look, I got the snowball mic again, y'all. I'm keeping it. If y'all think this podcast sound good, leave me a 5 stars on the Apple Music and Spotify. On YouTube, hit that link. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button for me. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. I really, really do from the bottom of my heart. Mental illness is out. Peace.